Hey folks, it's Dan Frio. I am back for Stock Talk Tuesday. I am going to need you guys' help today. That was probably bad English. Let me know if you can hear me. I got a new setup and I'm down in Florida this week. And I want to talk Stock Talk Tuesday with you guys. And I'm going to do videos each day, just like I'm at work. And I'm also working on loans throughout the week. So good afternoon from Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kevin. Let's see what we got Kevin here. Kevin, can you hear me okay? And I am in Cocoa Beach this week, folks. So if you're down in the Cocoa Beach area and you see me walking around down at the pier, sandbar, grocery store, say hi. Kevin, if you can let me know, give me a thumbs up if the audio's coming in good. I'm trying to figure out how far this mic, I can go on this mic and you guys still hear me. So without further ado, folks, it might be a good day that we're going to talk how do you invest the most wisely thing way possible. So why I started these videos is I did this, we started probably about a year ago. And I had a friend come to me and he said, Dan, you're really good at explaining these things, but why don't you show people, why don't you create a portfolio and actually show people, you know, how to buy stocks and how to analyze stocks and things like that. So folks, I'm not a financial planner. I'm not an investment person. I'm actually do mortgages. So if you follow my channel, it's The Rate Update, where we talk about real estate, where rates are going and things like that on a daily basis. But what I want to explain to people, and a lot of people, they don't understand, I guess, wealth creation. So let's go on this journey together so I can help you navigate through how to invest wisely. And I'm not looking for you guys to gamble. If you want to do that, go to Vegas and, you know, roll the dice. But if you want to invest, that's what I really want to sit here and talk to you guys about. So what we're going to talk about today is kind of here's a bad day. Okay, a lot of times I'll come in here and say, hey, it's a Cinderella story. Go across the indices right through here, and it's like, oh, it's all up, and the VIX is down, and oil's up or down or whatever. Today's a perfect example why we're going to learn to invest the way we're going to invest. Okay, so we got the Dow Jones down 400 points. What started this journey was a portfolio that we started September of last year, right before the election. And we started adding some positions. We added a Bitcoin position because we knew President Trump was pro-crypto. We knew that rates would come down. So we looked at financial stocks and ETFs, and we analyzed throughout the year different ways to invest. We did recently put in Pelletier in here. This is probably an avenue that I would go to what we're going to talk about today, which is called dollar cost averaging. Okay, so here's what freaks me out about Pelletier. I just added this position in here, when was it, 8.5. So not too long ago, and we bought it. And I'm like, I don't know what this thing's gonna do. It's up thousands of percents. What's it gonna do at this point? So you can go across here and you can see, since we bought it, it's down 8%. And a lot of people that bought Pelletier, they're up 1,000%. So you have to be careful when you get into investing. So what you don't want to do is take this big chunk of your investment and just dump it in. I'm going to show you how you can dollar cost average. Not always does it pay off, but where it really pays off is when you're in an environment like we see today. I think we're at pretty frothy levels right now. I'm not really adding a lot to any of my positions. I'm just kind of sitting there just trying to figure out what things are doing, because over the last few years, I'm going to show you some charts on the S&P 500, some different investment ideas that you can have, and showing you how if you put a lump sum in versus if you dollar cost average, how would it actually turn out? And then you might be a little bit surprised in this video. So again, if you've got questions as you're coming in, please let me know if you have a question in regards to any of this stuff, even if you have a mortgage question, because folks, I am a mortgage, licensed mortgage loan officer. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. I have a slogan, one application, one credit pool, and we're gonna compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. So I'll get to that later. Let's get over to these things. Here's what I wanted to do. This is a portfolio we've created throughout the year, okay? And here's what it's done. It's done pretty good. You go up through here, and so far it's up 6%. Not great, not bad, not whatever, but this is basically where I wanted to start teaching you guys how to do these things. So I went over and said to the system this, because it's like Pelletier or Nvidia, things like that. They're up so high. How much higher can they go? And a lot of people feel that way, so you don't invest. Well, let's look at some different ways you can invest and not really take a bath in the event that you know, the stock you're looking at, or in our case, what we do, we focus in on a lot of times is ETFs, because I like buying a basket of stocks, as you noticed in our portfolio. But today we're going to talk about just dumping all your money in at once versus just kind of moving that money in gradually, you know, where it's going to take you. So, folks, if you would, if you could, Kevin, if you're still with me or anybody's watching, please let me know how the volume is. If it's too out there, if it's too gravelly, it means I'm a little bit too close to my mic. So I'm upgrading some things here, and I'm just trying to get used to it. So thanks for helping me with that. Okay, so here's what we want to talk about in this right through here. Let me see if I can get rid of that. Do you do a lump sum or just do a dollar cost averaging? So what that means is, let's say for example, I like the S&P 500. The S&P 500 to me is a great investment anytime in your life, but when do you invest in it? So I'm going to show you, if you invested 10 years ago, you just threw $10,000 into it, or you're like, okay, I'm just going to spread this out over time. So I'm just going to break it down to this equates out to over 10 years, it's $83 a month. So for 120 months, I'm going to put $83 aside and see where that goes. So again, a lump sum investment in the S&P 500, and then we're going to take a dollar cost average. We're going to do that, and I'm going to show you some of the details there. Then what I'm going to do is I'm also going to show you what it looks like if you did that same thing to like a stock like Intel. That's kind of fluctuating. And then what we're going to do is look at, like, if you did it with cryptocurrencies, you might see some of these results are kind of astonishing. So let's get over to here. So here's what I created. I created this form to just make it as simple for you as I possibly can. So let's bring this up a little bit. Hopefully I can't, don't lose you here. So here's what we're going to talk about in today's video. Index funds versus single stocks. And then do you do a lump sum? Or do you dollar cost average? Because some people are sitting there and they're like, I got this, you know, I got my 10% down for a down payment, or 5% down, or 3% down. I want that to grow to 5% or whatever. But I'm reluctant to just throw all that money down and say, you know, if the market has a little hiccup and you lose that money fast, it's hard to recover. Because think of it this way: if you invest your money and you lose 10%, you realize you got to earn like 15 or 20% to earn that money back. You don't have to just earn that same percentage to get it back. You have to earn that plus more, a multiple, to get it back. So dollar cost averaging might be the solution. You don't get the bang for your buck in most cases, but there are cases where it does help you out. So let's get over to it. What I wanted to show you is just two analyses that we did. We did a lump sum on the S&P 500, then we also did a lump sum on Intel. And then down below, we're going to go to cryptocurrencies. And then we did a dollar cost average, and we just put X amount of money each month away. Look at the returns here. It's kind of flabbergasting. And if you look at this, you'd be like, why would you not just do a lump sum? Well, one, over the time of this, you know, time frame, the market did pretty darn well. So I'm going to show you a time where the market didn't do so well and how dollar cost averaging can help you. So let's get to two scenarios. What this scenario did right through here is it did the S&P 500. If you did a lump sum versus dollar cost average, what would the differences be? Well, if you did the lump sum back 10 years ago, you'd have a 318% return. That's crazy. If you did a dollar cost average, yeah, you took out some of the risk, but you only made like 200%. So you lost, you know, 100% in that financing. So maybe not a good way to do it, but you didn't lose money. Okay, and I'm going to show you in an area where when it dropped, how this kind of works out for you. Intel, this is one I was hoping that kind of had a big pullback and was volatile throughout time, and it didn't work as well in this analysis, but I hope you get the point. If you did a lump sum with Intel, that $10,000 you put away would be worth $21,319, a return of 113%. But if you dollar cost average, you'd still be up 50%, which is still not a bad return. So let's scroll down a little bit. What's the takeaway with this? Well, lump sum investing typically outperforms DCA, which is dollar cost averaging, over the long horizon. As funds are sitting there, it's the longer that you're exposed is usually the most beneficial way to do this. I've talked to, just in my travels this week, I had two individuals, and it was crazy because I talked to somebody on Friday, and then Sunday I talked to another person, and the analogy was kind of the same. One person, we started talking about Bitcoin, and they're like, you know, if I would have bought Bitcoin 15 years ago, and I know it wasn't around, I don't think it was around or whatever, right at the beginning, they're like, you know, I bought like $1,000, I didn't know what it did, went to like, I made like 5,000 bucks and I just dumped it because I didn't understand what it was. If I had that today, it'd be worth, you know, $5 million. And then another person came to me, and it was a good friend of mine. He said, you know what, I got out after the crash of 2000, never got really back in and so forth. I paid off my house, put money in money markets and whatever, and I wish I wouldn't have, because I lost out on some substantial returns. So it's time in the market that a lot of people, you know, just so if you go with the S&P 500 or something like that that covers the market in gamuts to really reduce your risk, you can still get amazing returns. Okay, so let's continue to go down through here. Dollar cost averaging reduces the timing risk, helping investors avoid bad luck with the market. So let's say, for example, again, you dumped in 10 grand and your stock dropped the next day in half. Now you got 5 grand. You realize you have to double your money to get back to the 10,000. So you have to have 100% return. You lost 50, now you have to have 100% return to get back to where you were. Sometimes you dig a really big hole and it's hard to get out of that hole. Okay, and that's why a lot of times what I'll do is I'll buy an ETF, which is a basket of stocks, or I'll buy the S&P 500, which is the top 500 companies in the whole country. It's their stock, their company in this stock. So let's go down now. Let's look at Intel. If you would have bought Intel just during a bad time frame, and that was from January 2014 to July of 2015, here's where it helps you. So a lump sum, if you would have invested a lump sum back in Intel at that point, your lump sum would now be worth, and this was 10,000, now it's worth 7,700. Okay, if you dollar cost average, you wouldn't have lost as much. Okay, but you still would have lost because, you know, overall that stock was substantially down, but you would have only lost 10%. Okay, so this is how dollar cost averaging helps you, and it can hurt you over time, but again, there's the risk reward that you get. So are you wanting to just lump sum it down? It might pay off over time, but it's, you know, is the market, if you have a catalyst in the market that actually causes it to hiccup and you drop, you know, 50% or 25%, remember, you got to double that to bring it back up to kind of square one where it originally was. So that's that part of it. So let's now get down to this section right here. If you would have bought Bitcoin, and this was the one I'm like, I don't know what Bitcoin truly did, so this was kind of amazing. If you would have bought Bitcoin in 2015, again, this thing was, if you would have put 10 grand, I think it was 10,000 bucks, seemed like it'd be coming into more than that, but $10,000, it would be worth $250,000 today. That's a huge amount. Other than if you dollar cost average, you'd be up 400%. So I wouldn't be upset with a 400% return. It kind of pissed me off if I could, you know, would have had a 2,400% return versus my 400% return. So that kind of helps you understand when somebody says, you know, they want a dollar or how to invest. Many times people say, Dan, you know, what should I do? Folks, I don't want to give you financial advice. I'm not going to tell you what stocks to pick, ETFs. That's not my job. It's not what I do for a living. I actually do mortgages. I'll tell you about that in 1 minute. So what I try to do on my channel here is just to help you out. You know, there's no things down below that I make any money on for, you know, advising you guys on what's going on with stocks. I had somebody post recently and they're like, Dan, now this is where the channel's going to. You're selling out. Now, folks, I'm not selling out. My whole goal is to help you understand the markets from stocks, bonds, cryptocurrency to real estate. Now, over to real estate, if you're in the market to buy or maybe refinance, it might be a good time to refinance at this time. I'd love to help you out. Okay, that's what I do for a living. So my name is Dan Frio. I do these events. I actually have a live events mostly throughout the week, usually Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This week I am in Florida. I'm trying to keep up with all my emails and all my texts and everything. So if you're out there and you're working with me, folks, I'm still here. Just text me, email me, call me if you need me. My whole staff is putting everything together and everything's going smoothly, so no hiccups there. But if you're in the market right now and if you're trying to buy a house, you know, I'd love to help you. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I work at a bank that allows me to do that. The benefit we have here is we do have a slogan that I created. It's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan or compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, the cool thing about the bank that I work at is we're set up with over 30 different lenders. The reason why is to help you out. So when you call in, what we want to be able to do is say, okay, we really can't be beat. You know, what we ask you to do is, if you want to work with us, just go to the rate update. And I'll explain to you what we do. But if you already got a quote and you're like, Dan, I missed it. You know, how can I get involved in this? Because I reached out and I spent weeks trying to pinpoint the best rate and the best fees out there. Now I see that you can compare 30 different lenders. How do I get involved? All you need to do is click right through here. It says loan estimate review. Just click that and upload your best loan estimate. If we're beating the other lender on fees and rate, I hope to win you as a borrower. If we're not, I'll be the first one to come back to you and say, God bless you. You know, you did your homework and you did a great job. If you're looking to buy though, if you're looking to buy, don't miss this right through here. It'll give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. Now, the benefit of this program here is there's no payment that you need to make. There's no lien on your property. You don't need to pay this money back. Where a lot of people are getting into problems right now is they closed, they bought a house, and they bought the house, you know, and they were dating that rate, and they took a down payment assistance loan, and they owed $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. Now they're like, okay, the rate's down, I'll go refinance. You might be stuck. And here's the reason why. Your house has to appraise for now the loan that you took, which is probably almost 100% of your house's value anyways, plus the down payment assistance loan if it wasn't forgivable. So it might not allow you to refinance. So that's why we recommend this program right through here. So to get involved with this, just click this tab. It'll show you a brief little video and explain it to you. Basically, that's what we do there. If you're looking to refinance or purchase, we'd love to help you here. You can click any of the buttons through here to reach out to us. Ask Dan is really taking off. People are asking me 100 questions a day. So if you got any questions that you want me to answer specifically, I don't care if it's stock, bond, cryptocurrency. I hope it's in real estate. Just ask me right through there. And I do an opening and closing bell each day to show you guys what's going on with the markets and the whys behind it. But like I said, today might have been a fantastic day to do this, because let's just say you bought a stock yesterday. And then you jumped in here and you're like, oh my goodness, the market's down 400 points. My stock is down. Let's go down through here. And just so you can see some of these huge volatile trades right through here. Let's say you bought into Kraft Foods and you're like, oh, it's going to spin off and that's going to be fantastic news. And then it drops 8%. And you're like, holy crap, I just lost a buttload of money. Now it's going to take me, you know, 15% or 20% return to get back to where my money was. And then what will happen is usually people sell out in a bad position. So again, folks, I'm just here to help explain to you guys how to invest in the most common pitfalls that most people have. So that is our report for today, folks. I hope you learned something on Stock Talk Tuesday with Dan Frio. But if you're really in the market for a mortgage, you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help you navigate that environment. And just check out therateupdate.com. And I'm going to take off now, folks, because I'm going to do the closing bell, and I'm going to take my lovely wife out for dinner. So thanks for watching, guys. If you wouldn't mind giving us a thumbs up so we get more noticed on YouTube. But thanks for watching. Thanks for being here with us today, and look forward to being with you next time. So thanks for watching, folks. Have a fantastic